11 years ago, Madison pet store owner James Moran went to a building where another man was with a woman Moran had dated. The two lovers were stabbed, and Moran later pleaded guilty to a reckless injury charge and to stealing a car. He fought charges of attempted first-degree homicide, claiming the other man attacked him and that the woman was stabbed when trying to break up the fight. But Moran was found guilty on all counts and is serving a 72-year prison sentence. Moran wants to use a 4-year-old state law that lets prisoners request DNA testing on blood samples in hopes of bolstering his claim of self-defense. But two courts have blocked Moran's request. His attorney, Colleen Ball, told the state Supreme Court that lawmakers wanted to allow tests that could affect the length of a prison sentence.
It is, as we shall see, a statute that dismantles rather than erects barriers to post-conviction DNA testing.
But Assistant State Attorney General Daniel O'Brien says there's too much other evidence to contradict Moran's claim of self-defense.
Especially his own confession the next day, where he said he went up there because he was angry at them. They betrayed him. They were having sex.
The Supreme Court will not rule on whether Moran would get a new trial or a shorter sentence, just on whether he gets access to evidence now held by the government. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.